Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can get the latest power tools from trusted brands. Right now, you can buy the new Bosch Core 18-volt two-tool combo kit for $229 and get one of three select cordless Behr tools free, worth up to $199. Plus, you can save time by ordering online and picking up in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 1/30/2019 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Blog Talk Radio.
On tonight's episode of Confession Session,
the cops are called on a black politician. Sanaa Lathan says that she's been treated horribly by actresses. And allegedly, Beyonce is practicing extreme witchcraft. What's good, you guys? This is your host, Angel Van Grena.
And I'm your host, John Othello. And you must...
Jen, are we listening to Confession Session or what? Like, what is going on there? I think I heard we are listening and then you cut off at the two. I think you was just trying to play games with us, though, because we all know how you like to do the two and, you know, your voice be cracking a little bit. So are you playing games or not? Whatever the case is, you guys, I hope you all are having a fantastic evening. Hope everything is going smooth and well for you. And I hope you all are having just a great weekend and ready to get back to the bag tomorrow. My weekend has been pretty okay. Nothing spectacular has happened or anything like that. I am going back to work next week. I'm not excited about that at all. I truly miss being at home with my, you know, well, I truly enjoy being at home with my little ones, you know, my three sons, you know, my husband. So it's going to be interesting going back to work to a place that I really don't like that much after 2 months, but that's just what it is, you guys. Jen, are you back on? Okay, so other than that, yeah, guys, I'm not really sure what's going on with Jen Mike or not, but yeah, we are going to go ahead and get the show started, but before we do get the show started, make sure you check us out on Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, SoundCloud. And don't forget to tag us in all the drama. And we're going to go into our confession question of the day. And so our confession of the question of the day comes from the Shade Room. And pretty much it's asking, Jen, if you're online, no, we can't hear you. So if you can go ahead and pop on up. That'd be wonderful. So, guys, you know, we're always having these, like, little technical difficulties. So you're going to have to bear with us. You know, sometimes it's here. Sometimes it's, you know, it's hit and miss with us. But, you guys, you know, you're going to have to work with us. But anyways, our confession question comes from the Shade Room. And it is, should you stop acting like a wife when you're still a girlfriend? Again, should you stop acting like a wife when you're still a girlfriend, or vice versa? And as I said, that question comes from the Shade Room. Jen, are you with us? Because I think I hear a little something.
Yes, I am. Sorry. And this whole time, child, I was talking, thinking I was the one on the air, and you was having such a quick and So let me tell you what happened.
Tell us.
So I switched over. I started using, like, the laptop that I use for school. Instead of using, like, my other one that takes forever to load, and I guess it's not connected for whatever reason. I don't know if it's, like, the mic issues or whatever's going on. We're going to have to work on that. We're going to have to adjust that, fix that for next week, you know. And I'm sorry, you guys. You know how this show works. You know, we're a little ratchet, you know, every now and then. There's going to be a fuck up. But we here, you know, and we're queer. Well, I'm queer.
You know?
Get used to it.
I did hit them with that confession question. I just told them there's nothing new. You know what I'm saying? I'm going back to work next week, unfortunately. And that's pretty much it. You know, everything has been pretty smooth. So other than that, nothing new. But everybody heard about me. What's going on with you, Jen Othello? How's your week been?
It's so funny because I was talking for like 10 minutes, talking about my whole week. But stressful. like I said before, you know, I'm taking this coded boot camp and it's kicking my ass. Yeah. I feel so behind. So, you know, we're going to have to rush through this show because I was late for one because the last topic is so much drama, so much pettiness. So I had to cover all aspects. And, you know, it's either I'm at work or I'm in class or, you know, whatever's going on. And,
yeah.
Just stress, you know, and all I'm doing is just praying and just trying to, you know, stay a little above water. I feel like right now my face is above so I can still breathe. But, like, yeah. Something's trying to pull my ball head in this water, you know, something. I don't know what it is, you know. The devil is not nigga see. But, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, he is.
But nothing much besides that, just stressed and trying to keep pushing. But, yeah, girl, we can go ahead and get started with the show.
All right, you guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to that very first topic. Okay, guys, so I'm not sure if you all have heard about it, but according to Vox.com, a black political candidate was canvassing in her district. Then someone, they called the police on her. So an idiot, they called 911 on Wisconsin State Assembly candidate Sheila Stubbs and her family, suspecting that she was a drug dealer. Or suspecting that this is a drug deal going on. Now, this story was reported on September 20th, so she can tell you the story better than I can, so I'm going to go ahead and let you all listen to some footage from CNN. And I own the rights to this context, so I want you all to just kind of listen to what she had to say, and it's a very interesting topic, so go ahead and tune in, and let's hear what's going on here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ms. Andrew Vondrino.
Yeah, this is kind of bizarre. Yes, Jennifer, I don't really know what's going on with the L footage, but pretty much, guys, in this footage, she's mentioning and talking about how she went to a neighborhood and she was canvassing a neighborhood, and the police had stopped her, and when the police stopped her, they pretty much was asking her, like, what was she doing in the neighborhood? And she was asking, like, is there a problem? And somebody was like, yeah, someone called the cops on you because they thought you were a drug dealer. She was like, they thought I was a drug dealer, you know? And so from there, she was just like, no, you know, I'm not a drug dealer. I'm running for state assembly. And she was saying that the cop was like, well, you know, you're going door to door. Do you have your walk-in papers? And she was like, yes, I do have my walk-in papers. So she told the cop that. And then from there, the cop went around, talked to her mom, like, what are you doing here? And the cop was, and her mom was like, you know, my daughter is running for state assembly. Like, I don't understand, like, pretty much what the problem is. And the daughter, which was in a car, was like, you know, mommy, why don't the police believe us? Why don't she believe us? And so Sheila Stubbs pretty much was saying that, you know, she felt some type of way because the cop needed three different verifications in order for her to know that, yes, she was, in fact, running for state assembly. And she acted as if she didn't believe them the first time. And she was stating, like, what if I didn't have my walk-in papers? Then what, you know? So, from there, she asked the police officer, like, can I speak to the individual who caught the cops on me to let them know, no, I'm not a drug dealer. I'm a good woman. My husband and I both are pastors. And she was the police officer said, no, she had to go through dispatch to get that information. So because she doesn't know who called. But, you know, she was overall embarrassed. She said she felt degraded. People were looking out the window trying to figure out, you know, what was going on. And she was very humiliated. And she also stated that, you know, now she's won. You know, she won and she is the state assembly in Wisconsin. And she said that a lot of things have to change. So ultimately, she went prior to this, prior to her, you know, winning. She said that she didn't even go door knocking for 24 hours because her team pulled her out because she was just so embarrassed. She said she cried and she prayed about it, but she was just very embarrassed. And I know I mentioned it, but yes, she is a black woman. And this was just extremely distasteful and disgusting. And I'm so happy she won. And I know that there are lots of things that have to be done. So, Jen, did you hear about this? And what was your thoughts on it?
I did not hear about this, and I understand she's in Dane County. Like, where is that exactly? Is that, like, bumfuck, like, shit that, like, we have never heard
Dane
of?
Dane County, it's let's see, where is it? I know, it's, I believe it's a little further up north. So, yeah, you know, it's up north. But it's so stupid, and I'm sure they have, like, nice big houses and stuff. And it's like, you see a classy woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, you know, very classy, hair done, dressed nice, you know, knocking door to door with papers and shit in her hand. And you call the cops saying that you think a drug deal is going on. Like, a drug deal where? In every house that she's walking through? Like, that sounds crazy as hell to me. You know, like, what woman in heels or even flats with a suit on, you know, is doing a drug deal? Like, you sound like a damn fool. You know what I'm saying? So that was real stupid to me. But, yeah, Jen, go ahead with your thoughts. Sorry about that.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm like, this is Milwaukee. I definitely would have felt like it was weird, even though Milwaukee is definitely segregated as well. But, you know, being, like, northern Wisconsin, I'm not surprised. Like, my sister, she's told me about, like, working because she's like, a nursing assistant. She works, like, pool or whatever, which is basically, like, they just tell you wherever to go, or you just work or whatever. And she says, like, when she has to work, like, in those, like, bumfuck towns, like, that they're, like, really ignorant. And, like, I've never, like, seen encountered black people. And, you know, they're a little disgusting. So, I'm not surprised, you know. Growing up in Milwaukee, it was just, like, you know, I feel like we've never really experienced like blatant racism, but it was definitely like a lot of like covert, well, not so recently for you, but as far as like for me, it was just a lot of like undercover racism that I've dealt with. But definitely, you know, coming and moving to North Carolina and seeing how different races all live in, you know, different communities. Like, I remember, you know, like with my dad, my stepmother, like, we were always like the only black family, and I thought that was normal. Like, I thought, like, you know, that meant that if you lived around, which is ignorant as fuck, if you lived around a bunch of white people, that you did well, or, you know what I'm saying, your family did okay, you know what I'm saying? And you go anywhere else, like here, and you look at million-dollar homes, and it's like the opposite. It's like majority other, and then you'll see a sprinkle of few white families, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's not a big deal, you know? But it's just crazy that her running for office, and I'm glad that she won. So, you know, I don't know exactly what a state assembly does, but I'm hoping that she's able to make some sort of changes and, you know what I'm saying, put her foot down, be able to call a couple police departments and get those people reprimanded for, you know, antagonizing her, because clearly they're being disgusting. It's like you said, have you seen this well-dressed woman, you know, to not put anything past anyone, but it's just like clearly looking at her, she does not look like no fucking drug dealer. Like, are you kidding me?
Exactly.
You know, and she has paperwork saying she's running for office, and I'm sure she's excited. Like, you know what I'm saying? Are you all going to vote? Make sure you vote, blah, blah, blah. And they're still being disgusting.
Yep.
It's just like, that is your biases that you're letting affect you. Like, this woman clearly, you know what I'm saying, was doing the right thing. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry that Miss Sheila Stokes had to deal with that. You know, but bless her, though, you know.
Yeah, she rose above it.
In bumfuck Wisconsin, you know, a place that we've never heard of, you know, being from the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, bless her. And, you know, I hope with her getting elected, she can make changes to where people won't have to go through bullshit like that and get the police called on them just for, you know, campaigning. But that's it.
I agree, you guys. And we're going to go ahead and move on to the next topic.
All right, y'all. Next topic, and this is according to hotnewhiphop.com. Beyonce and her team are very good at keeping all aspects of her life private. Back when Tiffany Haddish opened her mouth about partying with Beyonce and Jay-Z, claiming B got feisty with the woman talking to her man, a week later, Tiffany was hit with a non-disclosure agreement to keep her mouth shut. These new allegations against Beyonce are just so far out and wild, we're curious to see how her team will handle them. According to The Blast, Beyonce's former drummer of 7 years, Kimberly Thompson, has requested a restraining order against her, claiming the singer has wrapped her up in practice of extreme witchcraft and has been using her spells to control her finances and keep her on surveillance. It gets crazy how she believes Beyonce has started a harassment campaign against her filled with extreme witchcraft, dark magic, and magic spells of sexual molestation. Kimberly even claims that Beyonce murdered her kids. There's no explanation as to why Kimberly thinks Beyonce would be doing this. The publication says her restraining order was denied. Both Kimberly and Beyonce's team have been contacted for further details but have yet to respond. And she should not respond to this bullshit because clearly it's bullshit.
did the drummer get fired? Or did she quit? Do you know?
It doesn't say that in the article, but that's what I'm assuming.
So if she got fired, then if she got let go, then yes, I would expect her to make up a bunch of extreme bullshit. But if she quit, then yeah, I can see that being true. Because honestly, if you're a drummer, you drum on a band, and you know part of the team Beyonce, why would you randomly quit unless something real crazy is going on? You know what I'm saying? So, in my opinion, yes, I believe she got fired. I can't say what's true or what's not true. I don't know. I will hope that Beyonce is not, you know, wishing sexual molestation and killing cats and all of this kind of crap. What? You said killing cats or killing kids? Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I will hope that she's not killing cats and all this other weird shit that this girl's talking about. But it's strange, and I'm sure we would never hear about this again, so...
Yeah. I don't believe this at all. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad that people can really come out with anything and it is believed to be true. Like, I've never, you know, and don't get me wrong, people can definitely hide their lies, but it's like I literally have never heard anything about, you know, witchcraft or, you know, her being Creole, you know, voodoo, or, you know, her speak of anything besides being like a very much a Christian woman, you know what I'm saying? So I don't believe it. You know, I'm sorry. Like, I really feel like she's batshit crazy, and she probably got fired for being batshit crazy, and she came out with this whole thing. She not taking her pills, her medicine, and you know what I'm saying? And that's what she was thinking the whole damn time. One time she was out to take her pills, and she was like, Beyonce, get your hold off of me. You know what I'm saying? There's the obvious. You gotta go, honey. We're not dealing with this shit right now. You know, because I do think that I think that ultimately with these people in the limelight, we're gonna talk about that later. You know, they get, you know, involved, you know, with the partying, the drugs, and, you know, this access to money, and, you know what I'm saying, being a sexual being and a sexual deviant. You know, you lose it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think, ultimately, to me, that's what it sounds like. You know what I'm saying? She was with Beyonce for 7 years, so to me, I feel like you being Beyonce's shoe girl, you shining Beyonce's shoes, you in the lap of luxury, you know what I'm saying? You get, you know, different advances that normal people wouldn't get, and I feel like she may have taken a little bit too much advantage of it and lost her damn mind, you know, to me. That's what I feel like. I don't believe it. I just don't.
Well, we're definitely not going to go ahead and encourage the foolery. So if anything should ever, in this instance or in this, whatever this topic is, if anything come up, you know, pertaining this issue or this dramaticity, yes, that's a word that I made up. We will let you guys know. Or if not, which I'm sure we would never hear about this again, then,
yeah.
you know, I'm sure we won't hear about it. So let's just move on to the next topic, y'all. Well, you know we ain't hearing about this bullshit. All right, y'all. So according to BET.com, during the New York City premiere of Netflix's new movie, Napoli Ever After, Sanaa Lathan took the time to discuss working in Hollywood's less than friendly atmosphere. Just coming up in the business, I have been treated just horribly by some women that you may know. I won't call any names, she said, but when you're working with somebody who's maybe a little older than you, now I'm the older one, you don't expect to get competition and jealousy and weird vibes on set. And I was very hurt very early. I was very hurt very early on in my career by a couple of different women. The New York native has worked with some of the Hollywood's A-list actresses, so she could be talking about any one of them. we're sure that fans are going to be spending timeless efforts to try and crack the code and try and figure out who the hell she's talking about. But she also shared her appreciation for her relationship with co-star Lynn Whitefield. She described Ms. Whitefield as light. She said that you can tell that she has a she's beautiful inside and out. And that's pretty much it. Jen, who do you think that Sanaa Lathan could be talking about? And do you think all of this talk has came after it was reported that she bit Beyonce on the face?
It could be. She might be trying to be more open and, you know what I'm saying, trying to get the pressure off of her. The reason why I bit her in the face is because I was bullied for so long, including Beyonce. And it's actually Lynn Whitfield, who is an icon and a legend. So I love that she said that. I don't know. I mean, I believe that everyone, you know, working in any environment, when you have people that have been in a certain industry for a long time and they have those egos and those deep attitudes, and, you know, they're not accepting newcomers and acceptable, and they don't want people to take their spot. That's awesome to be anybody. I mean, definitely we've heard of Gabrielle Union, at one point, you know what I'm saying, being a mean girl, Anea Long. They said that about her. Other than that, I don't know. She said older women. So, I mean, maybe some of our, you know, our faves, our icons as far as, like, women actresses. I can't speak of anyone offhand. But, I mean, I'm sure they're going to dive deep. You're going to have Black Twitter, you know what I'm saying, doing a damn pedigree of everybody, every A-list actress that she's worked with since she's been out. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that it's a dark industry, you know, and I'm sure when you got this new hot thing that everybody wants and, you know what I'm saying, you're getting these popping roles, you know, everyone's not happy for you, especially amount of roles at one point. Now Black women are starting to get more roles, and it's still not enough, you know. But at that time, it was just, you know, you got 20, 30 popping Black women, like real-life legends, real-life icons vying for the same role, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, it's just like a dog-eat-dog industry. That's not surprising. You know, that's why they always say you don't want to meet your idols, ultimately, because you're not going to like them, you know. I don't know anybody that I met offhand, and I was just like, well, one person, but I never really, like, looked up to that person like that. But, I mean, it was just people always were like, you know, first was like a legend or an icon, you know. But I liked their music, but I never, you know, I was younger, so I was never, like, a huge fan of this person. Yeah, it was like a total bitch, and that's something that will, like, fit with you, you know, when all you're trying to do is your job. You know what I'm saying? All you're trying to do is your job, and they thinking that, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to sweat them, and you want their damn autograph, and it's like, bitch, I don't move like that.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to talk to you after the show and see what the hell you talking about.
I'm in no group, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised at all. But, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry, yes, Lynn Whitfield, and you guys know her. She played on A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, which is one of my favorite movies by her. You guys also know Sanaa Lathan, who did Beyonce, and also she played in Love and Basketball, which I watched 2 times this weekend. So, wow. So, yeah, that's what it is. But anyways, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to the last topic, which Jen said had so much drama into the topic that, you know, it took him 30 extra minutes to get everything together. So, let's move on, you guys.
It took so much season, so much unnecessary bullshit, okay? But anyways, Cat Williams went on the Frank and Wanda in the Morning Show on V103 in Atlanta recently, which was the catalyst of a series of unfortunate events. During the interview, Cat called out Tiffany Haddish and said she is getting handed opportunities because of her light skin and looks in an industry where it shouldn't matter. He said she's been doing comedy since the age of 5, has never been memorable. She's a funny actress and not a comic. She didn't write the lines for Girls Trip. She has not wrote the lines of anything that she's being remembered from. And that her marriage to a white man is what ultimately pushed her into success. Wanda, one of the radio hosts, did not take kindly to the accusations. And ultimately, it was blatant she was not a fan of Cat Williams. The back and forth passive aggression eventually turned into a reading match, needless to say, one in which Wanda got red for all of her rights and can never see the light of day without a few stickers, and that pun was definitely intended. Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish went on to the Breakfast Club to talk their upcoming movie, Night School, and to also refute Cat Williams' accusation. He says Cat Williams does not own the rights to his comedy shows, like he stated. He is not having as much tour success as he claims, and that drugs is what ultimately ruined his career. He said celebs who were once at a point to be a game changer and they fail ultimately is their fault, and to not place the blame on other people. And that Tiffany Haddish deserves all of the success that she has earned. Thing Wanda called out her co-host Frank for a few days. Frank, a few days later, my apologies, for not defending her and not doing anything besides laughing during the roast session. And he says it was her fault. She has as much power as he does on the show. She could have went to commercial break. She fed it to it. She picked with Cat Williams. The roast was hilarious. And ultimately, if she had won, they would not have been having the same conversation. And there's also rumors that Wanda's husband and her kids ran up on Cat Williams at the comedy club that he was performing at with a gun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a lot of drama.
A bunch of drama.
Yeah.
Do you want to break it down? How do you feel about what Cat Williams, because I'm going to ask you, I'm going to interview you right now, Stanley Montrino. Let me interview you.
All right. Okay, interview.
How do you feel about Cat Williams' views of Tiffany Haddish? Do you think they're right? Do you agree?
Unacceptable. To me, it sounded like it was a hater move. I understand where he was coming from, but he could have put it in a different context. Like, he didn't have to be like, you know, she needs to prove herself, because it's like, okay, who gives a fuck?
But what do you mean? You understand where she's coming from?
I understand what him's saying, she really isn't known as like a comedian. She's just really known, she's funny, you know, like she hasn't really been on stage. I've never seen any stand-up comedy from Tiffany Haddish. If she does have some out there, that's not how I know Tiffany Haddish. I know her because she be on all the commercials, the Groupon commercials. I know her because she's funny. I know her because she seems like she has a good heart. I've seen her in a lot of movies.
Well,
that's how I know.
I will admit, I've seen Tiffany Haddish a couple times. What she would be is like, you know how, like, celebrities do, like, back in the day? Like, I mean, I don't know if that still goes on now, but, like, D-list celebrities, they would do, like, commentary on, because, I mean, Tiffany Haddish is A-list now, but this is, like, in the past year. You know what I'm saying? But, like, they would have D-list celebrities, like, celebrities who were, like, known but not, like, super famous, comment on, like, different, like, videos or different time events. You know what I'm saying? So I would see her on, like, VH1, I Love the 90s, or, you know what I'm saying, a show on True TV talking about different stuff, like World's Stupidest, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's how Tiffany Haddish. And then I have seen her on comedy one time. And then also I saw her on a movie before Girls Trip. So I definitely knew who she was. I didn't know her by name, but I remember, like, I love her. Like, before she was on Girls Trip, I was just like, that's the bitch they're talking about. I loved her. She's hilarious. Like, now I remember her, like, saying stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? When they were asking her about different videos, and she would be sitting, you know how they do that? Like, she wasn't on Geico or anything, but you know what I'm talking about? Like, those shows where you watch a video, and then they interview somebody about, like, the stupid video they watched, and she will always have, like, hilarious commentary about stuff. So I do remember her from that. But go ahead. What were you saying as far as, like, you knew her? You were saying basically that you only knew her from acting, you know, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, so other than that, like, so that's the part where I was saying that Cat Williams, you know, I understood what he was trying to say. Like, people, they don't really know her, you know, from, you know, stand-up comedy. I think that what I disagree with is how he was saying, you know, she has to prove herself. You know, she's a comedian. If she's a comedian, she pretty much has to prove herself because, you know, like, no, the fuck she don't. All she has to do is sit out there and make it. Like, she's not trying to impress anybody. All she's trying to do is run and get that money. you know, running in their bag. She's a good person. She has a good spirit. I haven't seen anything crazy from her. I haven't heard anything negative from her in the news. She talked a whole bunch. She got a big-ass mouth, and I just love it. You know what I'm saying? She kind of reminds me. She doesn't look like her, but she reminds me of Cardi B. Like, I love that attitude, that spunk, that loudness.
Just,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just real,
except the fact that she's not trying to fight people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love
she's
that.
Classy.
You know, she's like a – right, she's like an adult – Cardi B, like a, you know what I'm saying, like, so, like, maybe when Cardi B get her age, she'll get, right, exactly, so, that's what I'm saying, so, I don't agree with why he came, like, I don't know if he was trying to start some shit because she's popping right now, and, like,
and then it was, like, a couple
you know.
Things, it's just, like, you know what I'm saying, entertainment looks, it matters, and it don't matter, like, where you at, like, look at Samora, like, I feel like Samora is fucking hilarious. Like, Samora is the queen as far as, like, with women in comedy. I feel like you can't do – Monique thinks she the queen. No, Samora is the – that's the queen of comedy, stand-up comedy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I still feel like she's underrated. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still to this day, I'll be, like, looking forward to a new special from Samora, and I'll go see – I've been to concerts, and Samora or like, comedy tours, and Samora was just the host. And I'm like, bitch, I thought you – this was your damn show. I paid a ticket to see your black ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really do. I feel like Samora is the queen. But it also, I'm sure it helps because she's nice to look at. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's beautiful. Like, she's gorgeous. So, of course, like, you being beautiful and hilarious, like, you can't take anything from that. And then it was like, he said she was light-skinned. Like, for one, Tiffany Haddish is not light-skinned. Tiffany Haddish is brown.
Right.
And then she was never married to no white man. Like, it's pictures of her ex-husband on there. Okay, so rewind it back, being Miss Angel Vondrina.
Yes.
Do you feel like, did you watch the road session between Cat Williams and Wanda?
Mm-mm. Nobody watch it, but tell me about it.
I can't. I mean, because it was just basically like, to me, I'm biased. I felt like she was picking with him, and she gave her a taste of her own medicine. Like, she was talking crazy, and he just went in on her. And, like, he told her, I left because I went to the Queen's Court, and I remember I was leaving that part, and he was like, you big on radio. Like, like saying, like, because he's big, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, did you watch the Breakfast Club interview?
I did not. I didn't watch any of those interviews. You have to understand, too, Jen. Like, you just gave me these topics, like, 3 hours ago. So I was just like,
don't think I'm, like, being shady. I'm just, this is stuff I watch at home. Like,
I think I did see I actually seen, like, a portion of the interview.
Okay. No, like, because, you know what I'm saying, like, this is why I enjoy doing the podcast, because, like, honestly, I would have watched the video. If I was not doing the podcast, I would still have watched what they're, like, Cat Williams and Wanda interview, and then have watched them on the Breakfast Club, because this was, like, shit that I enjoy. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, at first, like you said, I agree with you. When he did say it, I was like, wow, like, he's right. I don't know any, you know, memorable comedy from Tiffany Haddish. But then, you know, when Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish was on The Breakfast Club, they were just making, like, solid facts. Like, they were just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, saying, like, Cat Williams a liar. Like, he fucked up his career. He was like, you the one that didn't want to come to promo, you know what I'm saying, situations and stuff to better benefit yourself, and, you know, you the one fucked up the opportunities, you the one that chose drugs, you know, and he was saying, like, he hated people who, you know, at one point were the it boy, the it girl that had the opportunity and could have took their career to the next level, you know what I'm saying, they fuck it up, be mad at everybody instead of realizing their own faults, and that's what I could see, because Cat Williams should be where Kevin Hart is, you know what I'm saying, and I'm sure that's something that fucking eats him alive, you know what I'm saying, because and honestly, Cat Williams is funnier than Kevin Hart. Like, this is something that we all fucking know. You know what I'm saying? Like, but what is it? Charlamagne says? She says, hard work trumps talent when talent doesn't work hard. You know what I'm saying? And Kevin Hart has put in the work. You know what I'm saying? You can't fault that man because he was the one that showed up. He was the one on time. He was the one that was nice to everybody. He was the one that didn't have a fucking ego. You know?
Yeah,
and I love the fact
exactly.
That he glowed up like he glowed up and he was, you know, speaking facts. Like, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't being humble, but he had a right to not be humble. Like, I really fuck with that shit. Like, he was just like, you know, I'm the highest selling comedian out right now. You know what I'm saying? What did he say? He was like, I'm not comparing these Netflix specials, you know what I'm saying, because that's nobody's business. But I got paid $40 million. I was the highest paying comedian from Netflix. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, you better go the fuck off, Kevin. Like, I love the fact that he was just like, because he was so pissed off because he really fucks with Tiffany Haddish. And Tiffany Haddish has, you know what I'm saying, they have done a lot for each other, you know what I'm saying, and you know, at one point they were broke together. You know what I'm saying? Like they grew together. You know, so it really like fucked with him the fact that he was like attacking this black woman for doing her damn job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love that a black man came and stood up for a black woman. Like I really do fuck with that. But that's pretty much it.
I agree.
Pretty much it.
I agree 100%. Yeah, and it'd be crazy too. It's overall like you said. You know what I'm saying? All Tiffany Haddish is doing what the fuck she needs to do. Don't sit up there and try to, you know what I'm saying, go off on her and try to make it seem like it's something that it isn't. You know what I'm saying? Because we know who we love. You know what I'm saying? We're going to still support. And another thing is, like, on the low, I think that Cat Williams is, like, dating my cousin. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've seen photos of this dude laid up my cousin. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. But I'm just joking. We've seen these photos of this dude that my cousin is dating, and mom was like, to tell you the truth, his ass looks like Cat Williams. I was like, he do look like Cat Williams. I'm going to have to do celebrity lookalike on his ass.
I was like, you better be starting rumors. I was like, who? What's that?
All right, you guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and go into our confession question of the day. Okay, guys. So, Jen, did you want to actually hit them with that confession question of the day?
Yes, why not? Confession question. did you stop acting like a wife when you're still a girlfriend or vice versa? And this was from the Shade Room. Yes. What do you think this is going to end up on? Do you feel like you should stop acting like a wife when you're just a girlfriend?
So, I have a couple of opinions on this topic. I feel like, you know, husband or men, they don't want to be with a girl who don't show that potential. So I feel like, you know, you should, you know, still do certain things, but you should also understand that, hey, you don't do everything because you still want to become that wife. Now, for example, you don't sit up there and, you know what I'm saying, give your all to a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he's not treating you right or taking you out, you don't still want to sit up there and get his man money or get to pay him bills. Y'all like, no. Now, let me just tell you guys what I did, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and my husband, we have been together for a very long time before I became, you know, his wife. Now, you know, we lived together, we had a child, you know what I'm saying? It was a whole lot, but you know, I feel like there are certain things that I wouldn't have done as a girlfriend that I don't mind doing as a wife. Like, you know what I'm saying, putting a car in our name, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't have done it as a girlfriend, but as a wife, me and him, I don't mind having both of our cars on, you know, both of our names on a car. I don't mind having both of us having like a joint bank account. I don't mind us getting a mortgage. These are the type of things that you don't do, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, in my opinion, with a girlfriend, because people, they can just leave and I look at you. You suck paying majority of the bill, or if you sitting up there and you putting everything in your name and y'all both paying half and you know you don't got it like that, now you sitting there and you stuck with a bill that you can't even afford to pay. You know what I'm saying? So certain things like that, and it's majority of this other things I'm talking about is monetary. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to go ahead and get all these things put in your name or vice versa. When you know that there's a possibility that you guys can still break up. Now, don't get me wrong. There's still a possibility that you guys can divorce, but that takes a long process. You can't just sit there and walk out and be like, okay, well, bitch, we done. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, motherfucker. You can think we done, but we're going to go through this divorce process, and I'm going to get half of everything that you got. You know what I'm saying? Now, with the whole cooking breakfast and all of that stuff, yes, you should still do that. I mean, a man still wants to see, hey, what's his potential is. Do I want that potential? Could she be a wife? You know, yes, keep that house clean. Keep the bathrooms clean. Keep, you know what I'm saying, keep the rooms looking nice. Keep shit still good. Wash some clothes and vice versa. I don't think that there's only a woman's job. A man needs to show that he's husband material, too. You know what I'm saying? Husband material don't mean that just going out there and buying her a purse or buying her this and that. You know, helping out, cleaning up, keeping shit clean, making sure when she, you know what I'm saying, you know, I don't know, just a bunch of things, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping things, in my opinion. I like a husband, you know what I'm saying? He can cook here and there and clean here and there, you know what I'm saying? Help me out. When I'm down, he lifts me up and vice versa. When he's down, I can lift him up, you know what I'm saying? We both not down, acting like fools, you know? And then the biggest part to me as far as husband and girlfriend and all of that material is when it comes down to the arguments. Now, I know when me and my husband, we in an argument, and I'm just a person, I'm like, you know what, fuck all this. I'm done. I give up on just everything right now. My husband is the type of person, even when he was my boyfriend, he would come and be like, you know, let's sit down, let's talk about this. Let's see what the hell is going on. Even if I'm like, I don't want to talk, you know, acting like a bitch still, he would still come and he's like, okay, what's up? Let's talk about this. He's the type of person that wants to communicate things. Me, I'm the very opposite. So it's like, I just don't fucking talk to me. And he's going to still talk to me. So I think that also makes it good as far as, you know, a relationship goes. And, you know, moving toward a marriage versus just, and trust me, it wasn't always like this, you know. That takes time to build up, but also just building up with that individual and seeing what the potential is throughout these years, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot. I definitely don't say that you shouldn't act like a girlfriend or a girlfriend shouldn't act like a wife. You know what I'm saying? You get certain things and you stay in your lane. And then once that man becomes your husband, you know what I'm saying? Fiance is different once he becomes your husband. Then there are certain things you can go ahead and do for him that you wouldn't have done when you guys were in a relationship. Even if the relationship is long term. Me and my husband, we've been together, next month is what, like 13 years. And, you know, we were together for, I don't know, like 9 years before we even got married. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Jim, what are your thoughts on this topic?
I thought you explained everything perfectly.
Hey.
I definitely feel like, you know what I'm saying, as far as the stuff, as, like showing your love, like there's nothing wrong with cooking for your man. There's nothing wrong with cleaning.
And getting freaky.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, getting freaky, like going to fuck off. You know what I'm saying? If y'all were like in a real relationship, like, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all live together, y'all breaking bread together, like there's nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, doing like wifely duties or doing husbandly duties around the house. But as far as like I agree with the real life, you know, stuff that's going to, if this situation is not to work out in a bind, like putting a car in your name, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, stuff like that, then I feel like, I still don't feel like it's anything wrong, because me, you know, I don't feel like I'm an idiot, but you know what I'm saying, I know that ultimately me and my man, one day we're going to get married, like just something that we discussed, something that we're going to do, you know what I'm saying, and it's just like right now it's not the time, because you know, we're both in school, like we both have a lot going on, and it's not because, you know what I'm saying, we don't want to be with each other, but it's just like when we get married, we want everything to be right. Like, we debate every day. We like, should we wait to get married, or should we just go any level? Like, it can go either way. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like you know what I'm saying, but we know, like, our families want to be included. That's, like, the only thing that's stopping us from just going to get married. Because it's not, to us, it's not a big deal.
Because I would slap
like,
your
you know,
ass.
You said, right. It's like, because we love each other. We know we're going to be with each other. It's just like, why not? We'll get better benefits if we were married. Like, we have discussed this.
Oh, yeah.
We know we're going to be together. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, why not get married? But it's just like, ultimately, because we know our families will want to be included. We want everybody to, you know what I'm saying, have a good time and realize, feel a part of everything. So we are going to wait to get married. But, like, so in situations like that, I don't see it. I wouldn't feel stupid. But if he got a car, me co-signing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't feel stupid with us buying a house together. Because I know eventually, like, I mean, we're going to get married. But I do understand if this is something like fresh, or if it's something like, you know what I'm saying, you're not too sure of everything, then yeah, I mean, you're kind of pushing it. You know what I'm saying? Putting shit in your name and you not even know if it's going to work the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, obviously it does depend. But I agree with what you said 100%. You got to save some shit for your marriage. But, you know, if it's heading towards that way, then yeah, do what you need to do.
I agree a trillion percent with exactly what Jen Othello has just said this evening. And with that being said, Jen, if there's nothing else, we're going to go ahead and end the topics for the evening. We're going to go ahead and let you all know. Thank you so much. And, yeah. Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in to the show. You all can expect to hear from us next on the last day of the month, September 30th at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. And we want to hear from you, so don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in the drama. And send us your emails at confessionsthenumber2@gmail.com. This is your host, Angel Vandrina.
And I'm your host, Jen Othello. You are listening to Confession.
Good night, Jen Othello.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can get the latest power tools from trusted brands. Right now, you can buy the new Bosch Core 18-volt 2-tool combo kit for $229 and get one of three select cordless Behr tools free, worth up to $199. Plus, you can save time by ordering online and picking up in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 1/30/2019. While supplies last, U.S. only. Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can get the latest power tools from trusted brands. Right now, you can buy the new Bosch Core 18-volt 2-tool combo kit for $229 and get one of three select cordless Behr tools free, worth up to $199. Plus, you can save time by ordering online and picking up in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 1/30/2019. While supplies last, U.S. only.